Hey there, my name's Jadelyn.
And I'm Daniela.
And you're listening to Shut Up and Take Our Money. Welcome to our podcast.
Welcome.
We're going to talk about a lot of pop culture things like shows, movies, TV shows, all that sorts, and everything that makes us want to throw our money away.
Exactly. This used to be a live show that we did, but this year, we're switching it up, making it a podcast. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. If you know us from the airwaves, we'll try not to repeat ourselves too much.
Yep.
And, let's get right into it. So,
just diving right in.
Let's go right in. This week, we weren't totally sure what's a good thing to talk about, because we don't want to rehash too much, but we also want to introduce ourselves.
Yes.
So, we thought a fun topic would be to talk about fictional schools, like in movies and TV, that we enjoy, but then also, would it be an actual good place to get your education? Would you come out of there with knowledge?
It's a good question. Topic.
So yeah, if you want to go first, go for it.
Great. We'll just okay. Let's just start off with a very well known school.
Yes.
Hawkins High from Stranger Things.
From Stranger Things. A very sick school.
Yep.
Looks very. I mean. It's in the 80s. I was going to say, it looks so 80s.
Looks so vintage.
Because it was.
It's just like the design of the school. You're like, I love it. I wish our school looked like that.
Should look just like that.
Yep.
But would it be a good place to learn is the question. How much do you think gets done there?
Okay, let's see. If you're a science student and you like audiovisual stuff, you could be part of Hawkins and get a decent understanding. But there's a lot of hands-on experiences that we might not want.
That is true. But you know what? I feel like all that crazy, like, Demogorgon stuff, it only really impacts, like, those two or three families.
You know what I mean?
Like, the four kids. I feel like everyone else is getting on just fine.
True.
So, don't be them.
Don't be them, and we'll go to Hawkins. Sounds like a plan.
Amazing. The next one that I got, is a classic, of course. We had to mention Hogwarts from Harry Potter.
Of course.
Honestly, I think they were learning a lot there.
I think so.
I think they had it going on.
I think, okay, same thing with Stranger Things. If you're not Harry, you'll be fine.
Don't be the main character, and you'll have a lot of fun there.
Yeah, and you'll have a great education by the time you graduate.
Oh my gosh. The issue there is, I feel like you don't have any, like, real world skills, you know?
Oh.
Like, they're learning wizard stuff, but when do they learn math?
when do they learn
basic addition?
When?
That's my question. I guess they don't need it, but I feel like it's still nice to know.
That's true. Like, if you were, if you go into the real world and you know how to turn into a bird, but you can't add, it's a little concerning.
A little bit. Yeah. So, I mean, just something to keep in mind if you were to go there.
Maybe go to Hogwarts for your post-grad education.
My post-secondary studies at Hogwarts.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, amazing.
The next school we have on our list is Rydell from Greece.
From Greece.
Yup. They're singing and dancing all the time.
Which sounds great to me.
Yeah.
I love that. It's a fun pastime. Fun thing to do.
Yes.
They have an auto shop. Work on cars. I mean, my high school didn't have that, so...
No, they got mine did not either.
Extracurriculars going on.
Fun extracurriculars.
Very cool.
For you, did you have a connection with with Rydell.
Yes. I do. Okay. You know how at the end of Grease, they have that big carnival on the back field of the school? Mm-hmm. And I would always watch that as a kid and be like, oh, man, mm-hmm. that looks so fun. That looks so great. At my high school, they would do a carnival every other year. And I happened to be graduating, like, in grade 12, the carnival year. And uh-huh. I was like, oh, this is great. This is my Grease moment. Like, this is so exciting for me. But then there were some issues with the student government, some discrepancies, some stuff went down, and there was no carnival that year. And I was sad.
That's so tragic.
It was tragic. I'm still bitter about it.
You're like, I'm going to get to dance in stilettos.
Yeah, what the heck? Aww. So, I would go to Rydell to make up for it. Nice. I vote yes for that one.
Great. Well, it's Halloween soon. We could do that.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, wait a second. You're witnessing the birth of our Halloween costumes.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Next one that I have mm-hmm. is Greendale Community College.
Ooh.
From Community.
Mm-hmm.
An insane school. The most specific courses of all time. I would love to go there. It just seems like a party. They just hang out.
It's so fun.
And sometimes they learn.
Sometimes.
And that's what I want out of university.
I want a cool study group.
Yeah, just hang out. Just a diverse group of people with differing opinions. And we argue all the time. That sounds great. I would love that.
Who wouldn't want a college experience like that, honestly?
Exactly. Yes.
Speaking of arguing and hostile environments, North Shore High School from Mean Girls. Okay.
Oh my gosh. This,
I feel like we would not be learning a lot, but we would get a lot of life experience, you know?
True.
We would get to hang out with different cliques.
Exactly. I like that they have the very specific groups of people there at table. Know exactly what's going on. I appreciate that.
Yup, here's a map. Enjoy yourself.
Oh my god, the map. You're right. So I say a strong maybe to that school. Tina mm-hmm. Fey is your teacher. That's pretty mm-hmm. cool. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that's also something to consider.
True. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One more for me. I got Moordale from Sex Education,
because
I was watching season 3. Mm-hmm. Just a sick-looking school. I don't understand it. Like, it's in Britain, but it looks kind of American. It's like this weird mix, which I enjoy. The collision of cultures. What a place to get my education.
It's just like the design of it makes you want to go there.
Exactly. I'm like, this could never exist, and I love it. Mm-mm. And I would love to go there.
That's valid. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I want to go to a pretty school.
Exactly.
Not that we don't already.
The SLC looks pretty sick, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Whenever I walk past the SLC with people who don't go to Ryerson, I'm like, yeah, that's my school. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, we study in there.
We go in there. Sometimes.
The final one on our list is PCA, Pacific Coast Academy, from Zoe 101. I grew up watching that show, mm-hmm. and I wanted to go there so badly. I want to go to a boarding school, which is so weird, because it's like, it almost sounds like a punishment.
Right?
It looked so fun. Like, they were always, well, I guess they were always in a pickle of some sort.
Like, there's always some shenanigans happening.
Always something happening. Always on the brink of, like, chaos and, like, destruction. But I wanted to go there. 7-year-old me was like, I want to go there.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like boarding school is definitely a thing as a child. You're like, mm-hmm. it's punishment. That sounds mm-hmm. like a party. I would love that. That sounds so fun.
Yeah.
Don't know how much they were learning at most of these places.
Yeah, not sure. But I think Hogwarts would have been the best to like learn.
They had
actually
classes.
Yeah, they
pretty
had
regularly.
Schedule.
They had had a schedule. They had semesters.
Yeah, they had years.
That's cool, too. Yeah.
Yup.
So, yeah.
Those are our schools.
Those are our schools. That's what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Next segment that we would usually do, which we are going to do now, is what's happening. What's going mm-hmm. on in the world?
Yeah.
But only stuff we care about.
Yep. Totally biased.
Completely biased news.
Yep.
What's popping?
Okay. So, very recently, mm-hmm. I think we all know who she is. If not, please get out from under your rock. Adele. Grass. Adele released a new song.
She did. She's yep. back. It's been 6 years almost Whoa. Since she dropped music. I did yeah. not realize.
I didn't realize either. Wow.
Insanity. And we listened to it right before this show. We gave it a listen.
Yes, we did.
Pretty good.
It's so pretty.
Yeah, as to be expected from Adele. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I feel like that's the issue when you're mm-hmm. so talented. I'm like, I'm already expecting this to be amazing. My yeah. bar is so high.
It's so, it, yep.
But she always reaches it so effortlessly.
Always. She what a always queen. Serves. I can't wait for her album.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. Get mm-hmm. some chills, shed some tears. Classic Adele.
Did you see her interview? I think she did one with, like, I think it was Vogue oh. recently. And she was talking about her previous albums. And she mm-hmm. said something like, oh, well, in all my previous albums, you know, I'm crying over my exes. And I'm, like, complaining about them. And she's like, yeah. now I'm thinking back. The common denominator is me. What if it's a me problem?
What if I'm the issue?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, Adele. Oh,
that's so funny. She's become self-aware.
Yup. It's been 6 years.
I'm glad she got there. That's pretty cool. Yeah, some people never do, that. So.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Another thing that's going on. Mm-hmm. Season 3 of You came Ooh. Out the other day. What a show.
What a crazy show.
I am to understand you have seen the first 2 seasons?
Correct.
As have I.
Amazing.
Insanity, that show is.
Yup.
I'm looking forward to watching season 3.
Oh, you're gonna have a blast.
How much of it have you seen?
I've only seen one episode. I started okay. it, like, this morning, mm-hmm. and for those of you listening, it is October 16th, so I started
to mark this in time.
Just to mark it. Yeah, I started the first episode at, like, mm-hmm. 9 a.m., and I'm like, this is a great time to watch a horrific show like that.
A horrific show. Oh, man. The issue with that show, though, is that, for those of you who don't know, basically really quick, it's about this guy, Joe. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like a play on the stalker trope. Like, instead of mm-hmm. it being romantic, he's a total creep. It's insane to do that. But he has these inner monologues mm-hmm. constantly where he's, like, reacting to stuff and kind of justifying, like, what he does and mm-hmm. what he's seeing. And sometimes he'll be saying the most insane thing you've ever heard. And I'm like, damn, he's kind of making points. Like, maybe he's not wrong.
Psycho has a point.
Wait a second.
Wait.
So, yeah. Sometimes I feel yeah. crazy watching that show, but it's so
Me
fun.
Me too. I'm like, oh no, am I sharing thoughts with a killer?
And I'm like, yeah, I guess so. I just accept it. I'm like, what are you oh, going to do?
It You're happens. Self-aware like Adele.
This is my Adele moment.
Yup.
You.
Oh,
man.
Oh, my
so,
gosh.
So, that's that.
Yep.
Looking forward to that as well.
Yep.
And then, yeah, the last thing.
Yeah.
Not really have. This week specific, but
no.
we just thought we'd mention it. Spider-Man yep. Far From Home.
Ooh.
Who's going to be in it? Are Toby and Andrew going to be in it? Are we getting a Spider-Verse situation?
Wait, I think, hold on, we can totally cut this out. I think it's Spider-Man No Way Home.
What did I call it?
Far From Home.
They all have the same title.
It's okay.
They set me up for failure.
Oh. Oh my god, I just realized that now. Like, I'm just reading it. I'm like, wait.
Wait a second.
Wait a second. Okay, totally fine.
It's fine. We don't even have to cut that. It's fine.
Okay.
Spider-Man. No Way Home. I literally down Far From Home on the top.
No, it's okay. Like, they're all the same name.
It's fine. What do you think? Are they going to be in it? How do you feel?
Okay. Based off of Toby's vibes, I feel like for sure he's going to be in it. He can't lie when people, like, come up to him and ask him if he's going to be in it. Yeah. He's just smirking, like, mischievously.
So, knowingly.
Like, yeah, he's like, ooh.
Maybe,
you
know, so.
Perhaps. Yeah. How about you?
I think they are, but I also think it'll be for, like, 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
Yeah, I think it'll be, like, at the very end. Like, a little twist.
A little,
ooh. And then maybe we'll have more. So, yeah. I'm fine with it. But, yeah, I think if they're in it, it won't be, like, their supporting cast. They'll be there so briefly. But,
yes.
Oh, I'm fine with it. I'm excited.
Me too. I'm ready to see three Spideys all pointing at each other.
Exactly. I didn't want to buy into the hype. Like, for so long, I was like, stop saying they're going to be in it, because when they're not, you're going to be so disappointed. You're setting yourselves up. But now I'm like, they're going to be there. And it's going to be so great.
We're such hypocrites.
I can't wait. I know.
Did you see that thing on Twitter where, like, people were making fun of Andrew Garfield for lying his, like, straight to Jimmy Fallon's face for, like, 5 minutes?
Yeah, they're putting
straight.
This poor guy on talk shows and making him say he's not. Yeah. In the meantime, Tobey Maguire's just saying, like, whatever. He doesn't even care. Like, it's so funny.
You figure it out.
He's like, good luck.
Yep. Oh, Andrew.
So, yeah. That's that. That's what's happening. That's what has happened this week.
That's what popped.
That's what popped. And now it's time for our final and classic segment,
What We Watched This Week.
Okay. So, to really mark this in time, as October 16th, Squid Game, we have to talk about it.
We have to.
And we will be spoiling.
Yes.
Because we can do that now, because this is a podcast.
Yep, it's a podcast. So, spoiler warning and trigger warning.
Of course.
Squid Game, if you guys haven't seen the trailers or heard anything about it, it's quite disturbing, the whole concept of it.
It's very graphic and violent.
Yes.
So, we'll probably be discussing that.
Yes.
Okay. You've seen the whole thing.
How
did you feel about the ending?
Oh, so conflicted. I was just left sitting there like, what? What? Why?
I was so confused.
Me
but
too.
Not even about what had happened. I was like, why would they do this?
Yeah.
Like, just like, confused about the choices that were made.
That last episode was just something else for me. I was just like, oh.
Yeah. I was like, maybe you should have ended it at 8. Maybe we should have just
perhaps
cut it off. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that ending with Gi-hun not getting on the plane.
Yeah, I'm like, can you please tend to your daughter?
Yeah.
It's been a year, man. Like,
yeah.
I was rooting for you. What are you doing?
Your daughter is losing her Korean skills in America.
Oh my gosh. I think the issue with it for me, like the main thing, was the year-long time skip.
Me too.
I think that made it not make sense. Because I was like, I understand this dude was traumatized from what happened. So was I, okay? Like,
so were we.
A lot went on. I'm like, but a year and you still haven't, like, spent the money, reached out to your daughter, reached out to the girl's little brother. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
It didn't make sense based on, like, what we know about him, right? Because he's always trying to help people. Mm-hmm. I was like, I do not understand.
Think he's like, is he like, oh, I've helped people too much now and they've disappointed me.
I just need to take a step back.
I just need to just dye my hair and...
Oh my god.
Gi-hoon
K-pop era.
K-pop,
I was like, what?
Sure, what am I sure. watching?
I don't know. I don't know. And then the other thing that I didn't like was the old man was behind it the whole time.
Yeah.
Why?
What
did we gain from that?
It's like, mwahaha, I like to see people suffer.
I was fine with him just being an old man, a wise old man with dementia. Like, I accepted that. The twist, I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, it's you.
Yeah, like, I felt duped, but not in a good way.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, this all makes sense. I was like, yeah. Okay.
Oh,
sure.
You're like, why did I cry over you in episode 6?
Yeah, what the heck? I mourned you, and you come back. Terrible.
You're like, no, stay dead.
Oh my gosh. And then he dies anyway, like in that episode. I was like, so what?
He like flatlined.
Why did we do that scene? He's still dead.
Yeah. Like,
I don't know.
I don't.
We're roasting it though. The rest of it was great.
Oh yeah, it was so
I
good.
Loved the show.
It was good.
It was a party. Yeah,
we're not haters. Like, we honestly, we've talked about Squid Game so much prior to this podcast.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Said
yeah.
Nothing but great things.
No, it's a great show. I kind of hope, just based on like the weird turn it took at the end, that it's like he eventually becomes the front man. Like,
ooh.
He becomes the big bad guy.
Ooh.
And, like, some crazy twist of events. He, like, becomes what he despises. I'm like, I rock with that. I'm into that.
But, I like it. With his, like, red devil horn hair, I love into that. Maybe it's, like, an illusion to
he gets the role immediately just because he dyed his hair. They're like, yeah, that looks pretty evil. That's pretty messed up.
Yeah. He looks like Satan. Oh my gosh.
Oh,
I have one question to ask.
Okay.
Okay, do you think the cop is alive?
Yeah.
Okay.
He got shot in the shoulder and then fell into the sea. I'm like, I have never seen a more alive man in my life. There's no way that guy's dead. Like, 0% chance.
You're like, he is thriving. He owns a muffin business.
He's hanging out on the beach. He's frolicking. I know it.
He has a wife and kids. He's fine.
He's raising a family.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Yeah, do you think he's alive?
I do. I think so.
Cool.
Okay. I think we'll see him. I hope we see him in season 2.
Yeah,
I liked him.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
Sneaking around. Oh, man. Okay. Venom, you watched.
I did.
Please discuss Venom.
Oh, there is so much going on. Okay. When I walked into that theater, I had, I didn't have really any expectations. I was just like, I'm here for a good time, and I know Tom Hardy will deliver it.
Heck
so
yeah.
I just sat in my seat, and the first, 10 minutes, I was like, oh my gosh, we're already getting into some intense-ass action.
Immediately.
I think there isn't, a second in the entire movie where they let you breathe a little bit. Like, it's just...
That's good.
It's just chaos on chaos. But...
Amazing.
I kind of liked it. Like, I know everyone was complaining about how bad it is. And, they thought it was some kind of fever dream that they walked into. Someone described it on Letterboxd. They're like, did I trip on LSD before coming in to watch this movie? But I would say go and watch it. Have a good time.
Yes.
It's
I
want to
watch it. Because people said that about the first movie. They're like, what is this movie? I'm so lost and confused.
Yeah.
What did I just witness? And then I watched it. I was like, this is fantastic. I love this movie.
I'm like, I love it.
So I feel like that's a good sign that people don't like it. I'm like, great.
Yep.
So I love it.
For us, we're just like, yeah.
Oh my gosh. I just want to share. I sent this to you already. It's a review from Rotten Tomatoes. Gosh. You know how they have like those little excerpts kind of, mm-hmm. then you click to see the full review. Mm-hmm. So this is Johnny Oleksinski from the New York Post. Mm. He's a top critic. And wow. he said, sitting at Venom, Let There Be Carnage, you quietly ask yourself, what have I done wrong? Is God punishing me?
Oh, no.
So, I want to see it.
I think it's gonna be great. My review would be like, I'm sitting there and thinking, is this a reward?
A treat.
Is this a treat from God?
Oh my gosh.
I think I really like watching all the press like after I watch the movie. Mm-hmm. And Tom Hardy just gives off like the most chaotic energy in interviews. Like he does not want to be there. But I feel like that just adds to the whole experience of like Venom and the whole like movie watching.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Aggressive opinions. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything has to be dialed to 100.
Oh, yeah.
Which I enjoy.
I think one... I will say I liked the first one better.
Okay.
That's such a cliche thing to say. I'm like, oh, the first one was, like, way better.
Sequel.
Yeah. The sequel was... It was just, like, a little messier, but...
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that I wouldn't recommend.
Yeah. All I know about the second one, I've just mm-hmm. seen that picture. It's, like, Venom at a nightclub.
Glow sticks.
With the glow sticks, and I'm like, what is happening?
That was one of my favorite films.
That's what convinced me. I was like, I have to go see it.
It's like, everyone, Venom 2 is so dark. Also Venom 2. It's like, him at a nightclub.
I'm just having a party.
Oh yeah, which he's living life.
Oh man. Okay, something I watched. This is not a new thing compared to the other two things. But I watched an old Riverdale musical episode because I was like, I need it. I need to see it.
Were you sitting there thinking, what have I done that God is punishing me for?
Well, if I was by myself, yes. But if I was by myself, I don't even think I would have put it on. But I was with some other people and we were like, what should we watch? Let's watch a Riverdale musical episode. It's just so much. And it's, I know, people have roasted Riverdale. I'm like, I watch it, I do not understand what's taking place. It's nonsensical, and I love it. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
What was it about?
Okay. Where do I even start? Okay. It was, for people listening who have seen it maybe, it was the Heathers episode of Riverdale. So basically, Kevin, who's the Betty's best friend, the gay guy, he's like, and I'm only saying that because every time there's a musical episode, he's in charge, which seems very pointed and makes me laugh. So he's putting on a musical, the school, and it's Heathers, right? Mm-hmm. So the episode is like them preparing to put on the musical, but almost every song they sing isn't, like, a part of the performance. Like, they sing it just in the halls, irrelevant to rehearsal. So the whole thing is there's this musical going on, but you only see, like, one scene of it at the end.
What in the world?
The rest is just them singing. There's also this subplot going on with this cult called The Farm, and they harvest organs, they farm organs, and so the whole, the musical is being used to indoctrinate the students into this cult through the power of song and dance. And that's like a season 3 episode. Like, I can only imagine what's happening in season 5. I have no idea. It's fantastic. I loved it. Every second of it was beautiful. The choreography, unmatched. Unlike anything I've ever seen.
Broadway quality.
Broadway quality.
Oh my gosh. That sounded more horrific than Squid Game.
Squid Game. Squid Game's just people getting shot. I don't mind that.
You're like, the scariest thing I watched this week was Riverdale.
Was Riverdale.
Oh my.
It's excellent.
Try one of those episodes. I feel like
you should watch that one. Mm. That exact episode.
That
I would
one.
Definitely recommend.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What I want to know is, at this point, mm-hmm. are the Riverdale writers doing it on purpose? Like, they have to be, right?
They have to be.
But I wonder, what I want to know is, when is the point when it turned from them genuinely trying to realizing how terrible it had become and then making it on purpose? Like, that must have been such a sad moment.
You want to know that transition of, like, the writer's room when one day they're all smiling and the next they're like, oh no,
what have we done? They have to lean into it.
Yeah
that's like, what I want to know.
I don't know how many seasons do they have now.
I think 5.
Oh my.
Yeah, no, it's still going. There's like many episodes. Let me see. Riverdale episode number. There's 95.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Insanity.
That should be a little illegal.
So I did not realize it was that many. What the heck?
Wow.
Because now shows are so short, I feel like. Mm-hmm. They're like, new season, and it's 10 episodes.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, I want to go back to the days of 25. Like, I want that content for days.
Is each episode like an hour long or 40 minutes? Oh my gosh. go Riverdale.
Honestly, go Riverdale that they're doing that. They're pulling it off. I can't even knock them. Like,
you're getting renewed. Can't complain.
Exactly. Oh, one other thing we didn't mention for what's happening.
Yeah.
That, oh my gosh, Sabrina from Chilling Adventures of Sabrina is gonna be in Riverdale,
but she's
I thought dead? She died.
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know. Just off the rails. I love it. They do whatever they want. Like,
yep.
They're not bound by any laws.
No.
It's amazing.
She's not dead, actually, but
psych. I mean, she's a witch. I feel like she could pull something off.
That's true.
She'll do something.
Resurrect her.
Honestly, probably. That's probably exactly what'll happen.
I want to see that. I wonder if that episode's going to be a musical, too. Like,
oh my gosh. I watched a Riverdale episode that wasn't a musical, and I got so confused. Because I've only watched the musical ones. I was like, why aren't they singing?
I just
assumed they were all like that.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Oh, what a great note to end off of.
Yeah, I like the turn we took.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice.
We ended off with the scariest show of them all, Riverdale.
And that is the end of our episode. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for joining us.
If you made it to this point. Yeah, our first episode. We did it.
Wow. This is
well
so special.
Done. Us. What an occasion.
Virtual applause for us. And the listeners, thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you. You guys were also involved. It wasn't all us.
Yep.
We will see you all in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Just all come right. back here.
Signing off. Bye.
Bye, guys.